I'm Marco Werman, and this is a special Global Nation edition of The World, coming to you from the studios of KPBS in San Diego. And being so close to Mexico, you might be tempted to think that diversity in the city is all about Latinos, but it goes beyond that. You can see one example of that at San Diego's Crawford High School. The World's Global Nation editor, Monica Campbell, went there. So this is just your usual public school cafeteria, huh?
Yeah. Well, question for you, Marco. What do you remember eating at school?
Well, it was kind of weird because I had just moved to North Carolina from New York, and they served hot dogs on Friday in the school cafeteria with coleslaw on top. And I was like, I'm from New York. We put sauerkraut and onions. What are you putting salad on this hot dog for? It was like going to another country.
Well, I went to high school in San Jose, California, and we got pizza and, of course, burritos.
Well, that's a mixed metaphor. So what are they serving at San Diego's Crawford High School?
Okay, warning, this story might make you a little hungry. They get a chili and lime seasoned halal chicken drumstick.
Wow, yeah. That sounds pretty darn good.
Yeah.
So a halal lunch, that's kind of unexpected. Let's hear your story about how that came about.
Jamal Muhammad remembers going to Crawford High and either being hungry a lot or feeling sick to his stomach and going to the nurse.
I remember days spending in the nurse room because my stomach ached because of something that I ate.
Mohammed is from Somalia. He came here as a child refugee in the late 90s, and American food was new to him. It wasn't halal, meaning meat and other food wasn't prepared according to Islamic law. But because Mohammed qualified for free lunch at school, like nearly all of his fellow students, he'd break religious rules and eat what was served.
I mean, sometimes I would take the burger and take out the meat.
Or
I would eat the chicken and my body would have a reaction to it mentally because what my body is consuming is not halal.
It took a while, but as San Diego's Muslim community grew, parents started asking schools for different food choices, noticing their kids were skipping lunch. Now, something new is on the menu at Crawford High. A chicken dish, a halal-friendly chili and lime-seasoned drumstick with rice.
I was kind of really, like, happy about it because it was like, wow, they're starting to care about, you know, everyone.
Faisa Mohammed is 17, a senior. Her parents are also from Somalia. She was once one of those kids skipping lunch.
I kind of didn't really eat that much. Yeah, like, I would just, like, skip days, kind of.
She and other students rallied for a halal lunch option, putting up signs around school that read, "Eat it or lose it," warning that the chicken would disappear as a lunch choice if nobody ate it. And it wasn't just Muslim students behind this. A mix of students joined in, including Guadalupe Barón, another senior. Her parents are from Mexico. She remembers talking to non-Muslim students here about the new chicken dish.
Yeah, at the beginning, since they didn't know what it was just like, oh, well, I'm not Muslim, so I'm not going to eat that. But with the presentations, I think it really helped because a lot of students got educated on what it was.
Gary Patel was also on board. He runs food services for San Diego Unified.
It's amazing what the students on the campus can do if it's something that they create, that's something they had to be a part of. They own it.
Patel also saw how a halal meat option took off at schools in heavily Muslim Dearborn, Michigan, and that switching up the menu was more than just offering something new to eat. It's about recognizing change.
It's really looking at, you know, what do the students want? It may be halal. It may be different Asian-type dishes. We have a large Hispanic student population that wants more Mexican food. We design for them because they're the customers.
During lunchtime, lines for the halal chicken are long. It looks and tastes delicious, and fewer students are skipping lunch now than before. Five elementary schools in San Diego have also taken up the halal lunch, and New York City is eyeing the program. But the chicken is still only served once a week. Other days, students wanting to eat halal can choose tofu salad or veggie chili. But something new is being developed. Fish tacos, also halal. For Mohammed, who went to Crawford High a decade ago, it's all progress. He jokes that he wishes he could do high school over again.
Like, the dynamics is way different than back in the day. So
it feels like it would be easier?
It'd be much easier right now, yes. Back when I was growing up, every culture was a separate entity. Right now, there's a mix. Like, the youth from my culture, they have friends from different cultures. But when I was growing up, it was us, them, very segregating.
Back when the idea of having something different for lunch seemed far away, For The World, Monica Campbell, San Diego.